let's talk a little bit about the issue of PARP inhibitors, because that's another big story that really started to come out about a year ago, actually. And you have a 55-year-old lady with a BRCA2 germline mutation. Maybe you can talk about her briefly.
Yeah, so this was a patient who was initially diagnosed with a stage 3 breast cancer about 10 years ago, hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative. This is before I met her. And she received very comprehensive therapy, including preoperative anthracycline and taxane-based chemotherapy. She had surgery. She had an oophorectomy when she was discovered at that time to have the germline mutation, received endocrine therapy, and did well for about 3 years, and then was found to have metastatic disease in the bones and the liver. So we biopsied her disease, and it was hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative. I initiated treatment with first-line cisplatin, and she completed several cycles of this and had a very nice response, had disease stability, but the chemotherapy began to wear her down. So we stopped it after a period of several months and put her on an endocrine maintenance.
Could I just backtrack a little bit and ask you, again, another thing that you were mentioning before, the issue of chemo in ER-positive, HER2-negative metastatic disease. Of course, this lady had a BRCA germline mutation, but what specifically prompted you to use chemo as opposed to hormone therapy at that point?
Well, so a couple things. First of all, she had a transaminitis and had some degree of organ dysfunction going on. She was a little symptomatic. And additionally, this was around the time that we were seeing data from the use of platinum therapy in BRCA carriers. And, you know, when we think about how can we use biomarkers to help guide our therapy, you know, BRCA is a biomarker. And so I was trying to work with that and use that to provide sort of an induction to consolidate her disease.